Dreaming of a thousand lovers till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. Yeah! At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. Phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. Her husband, he was off to work and the kids were off to school. And there were oh so many ways for her to spend the day. She could clean the house for hours or rearrange the flowers or run naked down the shady street screaming all the way. Sports car with the warm wind in her head. And she let that phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. The evening sun touched gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. And she bowed and curtsied to the man who reached and offered her his hand and led her down to the long white car that waited past the crowd. Yes! At the age of 37, she knew she'd vowed forever. As they rode along through Paris with the warm wind in her hair.
Well, that's the Ballad of Lucy Jordan there. I now know that Dolly Merryman's 37. Dolly, that comes with lots of love and best wishes from Margaret. Now, I've got one more, Dolly. I will hold up on it until just after 11 o'clock. Now, I'm going to say goodnight to Martin Egan over there in Ferrybank. Martin, in actual fact, was telling me I don't put enough of the real oldies into my program. And when I sat down and thought about it after, you know, he's dead right. I know Martin's probably getting ready to go off to bed now because he told me he's in bed by 11 o'clock, so it's 17 minutes to 11. Martin, between now and 11 o'clock, is some of the real moldy oldies you were talking about.
steps are less brightly than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, but time alone was the pen. They say
every hour will be well spent. We see our hopes and dreams dim, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. Just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss on lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Just you wait and see. I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Well, Martin, you see, I have the oldies, I really do. I just don't play enough of them. Thanks very much, Vera. We might get you another time. Now, Martin, the reason I don't play them is that stuff like that, the stuff you are hearing, they're all original recordings. And as much as I would like to give them to the lads here in the studio, I'd say they'd last about 5 minutes. They wouldn't walk, they'd just be destroyed. And you'd never ever come across them again. They're beautiful. How about this one from Diana Durbin?
Thank you. from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Was a guy there by the name of Edward Malloy, and I tell you, if you were humming along to that one, you were really giving your rage away, because it was recorded on the 2nd of January, 1937, all those years ago. Let's hope you're enjoying this. We're going to take one more, and we'll dedicate it very especially to Maud Savage, who put out 8 bags of rubbish yesterday in the absence of Eddie. You want to be careful, Eddie, sending requests in like that. She might put you into one of those rubbish sacks and dump you out. Let's hope, Eddie, when you're feeling a lot better, you just might take Maud, as John McCormick would say, down by the Sally Gardens.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with heart not agree. In a field by the river, my love and I did stand, and on my drooping shore she placed her snow-white hand. She bid me take life easy as the grass grows on the weirs.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave John McCormick down in the Sally Gardens for another night at least, because broadcasting on AM and FM, it's Crystal Radio, it's 11 o'clock.
And Pontiff's Christian Radio News with Kathy Parr. Good evening. Richard Branson, the chief of Virgin Enterprises, his attempt to cross the Atlantic by hot air balloon has failed. It appears that the co-pilot, Piers Lindstrom, abandoned the aircraft in the Irish Sea just off the Mullagh Kintyre, and he had been picked up by a speedboat and is receiving medical attention in Portrush. Richard Branson, meanwhile, left the balloon some 25 minutes later, and he was immediately brought to a British warship, where he too received medical attention. The balloon had touched down in the north of Ireland, where it had lost some of its fuel tanks, but the crew managed to get back up in the air. Officials at the balloon control office in London say that both men knew what they were doing, which indicated that it was a controlled parachute jump. Both men, it seems, are to be transported to a hospital in Scotland. 246,000 people were unemployed during the month of June, according to the figures published today. That's up 700 on the previous month. The Labour leader Dick Spring said that, taking into account the loss of jobs at the Hoister plant and Waterford Glass, the latest figures were alarming. Tomás McGuilla of the Workers' Party said the figures were the worst ever for June, and they showed that Fianna Fáil's economic policies were having no impact on the unemployment situation. Fine Gael spokesman on Labour, George Birmingham, said that any fall in the figure was welcome, but he said the news for traditional employers in the last week showed how grave the situation really was and how urgent and adequate response was needed from the government. There was not as yet any indication that the government was prepared to act effectively. Shorts, the Belfast Plainmakers, have announced the closure of their main production areas at Queen's Island, Castlereagh and Hallmark until further notice. The closure follows a row over loyalist flags in the workplace. A statement from the company says normal operations will not be resumed until management, in consultation with union representatives, is satisfied that it can have a neutral work atmosphere free from intimidation, with no flags or bunting in the workforce. The company repeats that it will not compromise on the issue, and the factories will only be reopened when it's clear that employees are prepared to accept the company's rules on the matter. And finally, the Catholic taxi driver whose body was found in a disused quarry in North Belfast this morning is believed to have been the victim of a loyalist paramilitary gang. He was 40-year-old Eddie Campbell from Ethna Drive in Ardoyne, a married man with no family. And that's your news for now. Your next news on Crystal Radio will be tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Cathy. And a look at the weather forecast. Generally dry with clear spells tomorrow. However, there will be a little rain and drizzle at times in the northwest, chiefly near the coast. Now, we're going to close off the quiz. The answer we were looking for was Lonnie Donegan, and we'll have Cathy back very, very shortly to give us all the information on that.
Every day of my life I've been in love with you. Every day of my life I promise I'll be true. I'll never make you cry. And as the years go by, I'll always try to do what pleases you. Every day of my life, I'll need you close to me. And if I have my way, that's where you'll always be. I'll prove how much I love you over and over again. Every moment I live, every day of my life. How much I love you over and over again.
every moment I live, every day.
Well, there you had Malcolm Vaughan and Every Day of My Life at almost 7 minutes past 11. We're going to say hi once again to Nora O'Shaughnessy in 121 St. John's Park. Unfortunately, Nora, I don't have the track that you requested with me from Perry Como, but we'll pass it along to Shamie, and Shamie will give it a spin on the breakfast show for you in the morning, because I will be down here bright and breezy myself tomorrow morning. So, Nora, I didn't forget it. It's just that I didn't have it with me. I have got a track from Perry Como that I will dedicate to you right now. And there was also, we got a nice little request from Eddie Savage. In actual fact, it was for Kathy and Paddy. And thank you for 3 hours of wonderful music. Well, thanks once again, Eddie, for that. It's nice to know that you really still enjoy the oldies. There's nothing like them, is there? You can have all the punk rockers and everything else, but they'll never ever be as good as the oldies. They'll live forever and ever. Stuff like this from Perry Como.
September, when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Follow, follow, follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Remember and follow.
Nora, I hope you enjoy that track, and as I say, we'll pass on the request for If to Shami, and he'll give that one a spin sometime on the breakfast show tomorrow for you. It was a marvellous meeting you today, you see. Now, from now on, you're more than just a voice on the phone to me. I should know now, when I'm playing requests, exactly who I'm playing them for. And let's hope it's not too long before you pop in and have a cup of coffee with us again. Now, good night once again to Dolly Merriman. I know I give Dolly a torrid time, I really do. Sunday mornings especially, I can really get on to Dolly. I know she loves Harry Secombe, but we won't be doing any of Harry Secombe's music tonight. Dolly, this one comes with lots of love and best wishes on your birthday from Pat, Helen and all the kids. And this time, Dolly, I'm serious. I've chosen one of my favourite tracks from Johnny Mathis just for you.
To say you love me, it's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast. Mine and dream that love will last. as far as I can see, this is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. It's not for me to say.
Well, Dolly Merryman, hope you enjoyed those. That's if you're still sober at this stage. It's almost 20 minutes past 11. You should be sideways on a chair by now, drinking very, very strong coffee. Right, we're joined once again in the studio by Kathy, because I know Kathy's waiting to get away home, so we'd make this draw pretty quickly. Good evening, Kathy.
Good evening, Paddy.
Right, how did we do with the quiz, the second one round?
We had 24 correct.
24. You don't want to go down through them, do you?
Well, maybe it might be just as well, too.
Okay, Jose.
Right, we have Jolly Merryman, 84, Kilcombe Park. Helen Treadgold, 107, Kilcombe Park. Betty Ryan, 47, Sleafkeel Road. Peggy Grant, 21, Cahal Brewer Street. Geraldine Russell, 16, Clunalee. Alton Hayden, Yorkshire Road. Laura Power, 26, Bishop's Grove. Mary O'Sullivan, 107, Mount Sion Avenue. James O'Sullivan, Mount Sion Avenue. Shamey Code, 189, Lismore Park. Joe Condon, 51, Polbury. Caroline Conway, Villa Maria, Cork Road. Paul Stacey, 80 Connolly Place. Catherine Hearn, 9 Sweetbriar Park. Patrick Duggan, Grana, Kilmacow. Paul Quilty, 13 Tyrone Avenue. Biddy Walsh, 15 Luke Wadding Street. Noel Burns, 9 Moonlawn, Tremor. Marion Smiles, Cliff Road, Tremor. Leighton Wall, 34 Ballybeg Court. Eddie Savage, 4 Rathfadden Villas. Ali Hogan, 60 Mount Sion Avenue. And Matthew Power, Ballinakil.
Well, I've got to take 4 names off of that now, is that it?
Yes, if you give me 4 numbers.
Right, we'll give you number 7.
Number 7 is Laura Power, 26 Bishop's Grove.
Number 9.
Number 9 is James O'Sullivan, Mount Sion Avenue.
Number 19.
Number 19 is Noel Burns, 9 Moonlawn, Tremor.
And just my age, number 24.
Matthew Power, Ballinakil.
What are you laughing at? Right, I'll tell you, we'll take a piece of music and we'll come straight back to you, will we?
Fine.
Lovely, because I want to do this one very specially for Maggie Doyle. Maggie. In Ballytruckle, I know I had a request for this one, you see, but I wanted the right time to play this particular track because it's a beautiful track by the Furley Brothers and Davy Arthur. Just have a listen to this one, Maggie.
As I review my life with you since the days of old, I wouldn't think of changing things for all the world and its gold. If I had my life to live over, I'll do the same things again. I'd still want to roam near the place we called home, where my happiness never would end. And I'd meet you when school days were over, and we'd walk through the lanes we once knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you. If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same things again. I'd still run to roam near that place we called home, where my happiness never would end. And I'd meet you when school days were over, and we'd walk through the lanes we once knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you. Yes, if I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love.
That's the Furry Brothers and Davey Arter down, If I Had My Life to Live Over. Now, a little message with that, the power of local radio. Maggie Doyle, Josie Quilty says she'd be able to see you on Monday, so get the tarts and get everything ready for her. Get the brass band out, because Josie is going to make her way down to 19 Ballytruckle. Once again, Cathy, we'll get through the quiz now. We've got 9 prizes to give away. How many names do we have in all on that list?
We have 16.
16. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll dispense with the idea of going down through them, okay, for time's sake. Do you want to?
Well, if you want me to, yes.
Yeah, I see that look in your face. Okay, we will go down through them.
We have Pauline Griffin, 1 Oriel Square, Lismore Park, isn't it? Mary Collins, Ashdale, Ballinakill. Fiona Murphy, 9 Ashgrove, Sleeve Rue. Mary Fitzgerald, 100 Romore Park. Ray Morris, Viewmount. Danny Brown, Lower Yellow Road. Anne O'Keefe, Michael Street. Mrs. Barry, 93 Dominic Place. John Brown, 3 Highfield Park. Joe Evans, The Bullpost. Liz Kelly, 84 Kilcombe Park. Margaret Kelly, Hillview. Laura Power, 26 Bishop's Grove. James O'Sullivan, 107 Mount Sinai Avenue. Noel Burns, 9 Moon Lawn, Tremor. And Matthew Power, Ballinakill.
Okay, Jose. Now, I tell you what we'll do. We'll take our first one for the meal for two, sponsored by Taffy's Pizza Parlour, number 15.
That's James O'Sullivan, 107 Mount Sinai Avenue.
Now we've got 10 40-minute sunbed sessions sponsored by Geraldine of the Celtic Squash Club. We'll give that to number 3.
That's Fiona Murphy, 9 Ashgrove, Sleeve Rue.
Congratulations to you. Now we've also got a £10 gift token sponsored by Pamarel Fashions of 88 Ballytruckle. We'll give that to number 1.
That's Pauline Griffin, 1 Oriel Square.
Right, congratulations to you, Pauline. Now we've got 5 videos sponsored by Strand Electrical Videos. Why do you need videos when you can beautiful music on the radio all night? We'll give that to number 9.
That's John Brown, 3 Highfield Park.
Congratulations, John. Now we've got a token from Eddie's Tailoring of 6 Arundel Square up over the City Jewellers. Number 5.
Number 5 is Ray Morris, Viewmount.
Congratulations, Ray. We've got a bouquet of flowers sponsored by Ray's Greenhouse in Broad Street. Number 14.
That's Laura Power, 26 Bishop's Grove.
We've got a token sponsored by Finishing Touch in Michael Street. Number 11.
Number 11 is Liz Kelly, 84 Kilcombe Park.
Now, we've got a record token sponsored by Jerry Keenan of Route 66 Roadshow. We're giving that one to number 12.
That's number 12 is Margaret Kelly Hillview.
Now, we've also got a basket of fruit very kindly sponsored by the godfather of Ballybrick, and that's Freddie Kervick, and we're giving that to number 7.
Number 7 is Anne O'Keefe, Michael Street.
Congratulations to you, Anne. Now, I tell you all, Cathy, you're the one who makes the vouchers out. When do they call in to save them coming in and out?
They call in any time after 6 o'clock on Monday.
after 6 on Monday, and you can pick up those vouchers. Oh, thank you very much, Cathy. You can go home now.
Thank you, Paddy.
Thanks a million. Aren't I a good boy? I really am. We'll move on with some music. This one from Jerry Vale. Don't tell my heart to stop loving you.